Shus Tachoshev Tibur. That's clear that Klal Yisrael, self-evident, and it would be superfluous to say that Klal Yisrael is going through, to say an understatement, unsettling times. And there's a lot of thoughts that go through everybody's minds. There's many aspects, there's many nafkaminas, many ramifications of the situation that we find ourselves b'chal in Eretz Yisrael, in Chutz La'aretz. But I think the other will agree that perhaps the most dominant hargosha or theme or thought process that we think about is the concept of Yisrael, that there's a thing called Klal Yisrael that's under attack because they're Klal Yisrael. And there are times where there are events which by nature are above geopolitical cheshbonos, and he said and that said, which are, they're so clear and crystal clear that Yisrael is under attack because it's Yisrael, because there's a thing called Yisrael. Yisrael of a rice of a kutcher bruchu chadu, so kutcher bruchu we know. A rice, we know what that is. Yisrael, sometimes we forget what that is. And first and foremost, I think Dalem will agree with me, tell me if I'm wrong, that the barbaric attacks, first of all, reminded us that we have a joint goyrul, all of us together, and we have a joint destiny. We're all going on the same journey, we're all in the same place, we're all under the same threat. I noticed something very strange about 2 weeks ago. Even the most anxious mothers in the metropolitan area let their sons come back. And I asked a few of them, like, Makara, your mother doesn't love you anymore? She doesn't care if you get blown up? I'm a little bit blunt, some of you know. And I said, like, what happened? She was a holdout for a whole 3 weeks. So I was down the kav schus that the mothers didn't know that we're starting a Gishmak Kasugi now. And they decided, or I also didn't think that they, because they got fed up with having their kids around. You say that's the pshat. But I that wasn't the pshat, by the way. I checked what happened. And the reason why people came back is because they realized that our whole world is shaking. We're not necessarily safer here, not necessarily safer there. The Klal Yisrael is under attack again. By the way, it's nothing new. It's been like this since the Churban Bayis Sheni. So maybe some of you who are younger forgot about that. Those of us a little bit older who grew up with parents who were survivors, so we lived under the shadow of that reality. So it's not so surprising, it's not so shocking, it's not so traumatizing. But there's a thing called Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is under attack because it's Yisrael. I want to speak a little bit about that. And, you know, there's a lot of terminology thrown around the last few weeks. Biyachad, achdos. What does it mean? What's the pnimius of it? And what does it mean practically, the avoid of that, that we can really work on it and create something real? Rashi brings down Bereishis Bara b'shul Yisrael shenikra Reishis. The whole world was created for Yisrael. What does that mean? Why was the world created for Yisrael? What's Yisrael's? Why is Yisrael the justification and the cause and the siba for the creation of the world? B'shul Yisrael shenikra Reishis. Why? What's there about Yisrael to create the world? By the way, it's interesting. We're used to the idea that for Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, right? But what does it mean that B'shul Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world? Who's Yisrael? What is Yisrael? What's their job? Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu create a world for Yisrael? So the question is, if we talk about a thing called Yisrael, we need to examine what exactly connects us. I'm not going to word, if you don't mind, I'm going to stay away from the word unite tonight. It's a cliche. It got so used that I don't know what it means even anymore. What connects us, by the way? What really connects us? So we say in davening, Ata echod, v'shimcha echod, u'mi ka'amcha Yisrael go echod baretz. Say mincha, right? Ata echod, you're the Eibishter one. V'shimcha echod. U'mi ka'amcha Yisrael go echod baretz. Look to Marshal and Sukkot Daf Nun Hei Mebeis. Quote, Sheheim chelek Hashem, shehu echod. Kla Yisrael is a chelek, connected to Eibishter. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echod. K'moisha oimrim benusach, look to Marshal. Ata echod, v'shimcha echod, u'mi ka'amcha Yisrael go echod baretz. Says the Marshal state, the Ibn Shem is Echod. The Ibn Shem is one. There's no ribui by Kosh Bochu. Kosh Bochu is the ultimate Hashem Echod. There's nothing, there's no division, there's no departments, there's no compartments. State in the Marshal, and that's what we say in Davening Mincha. Umi ka'amcha Yisrael goy Echod Ba'aretz. Echod only has one source. Avata Echod. Poshim Shah. That means our ability to be echo, to be one mitzias, is only after zayvayt that we're a chelak of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the characteristic of echod, of achduso yisborach, and the ability of Klal Yisrael to get to goy echod ba'aretz is only after zayvayt that they're mechubet ta'ata echod l'shimcha echod. That's a pshat. That's the whole story. So what's the practical mashmoyus? If Echod comes from being mechubert HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so how do we get this? So we have something very interesting in this week's parsha, which is a tremendous gilui on it. And the Maral in Gur Aryeh points to it. If there's Rishus, I'm going to say a slightly different hesber to it. We all know Yanka Vinu, and the Maral points out a mavel dikazach. Mamash a mavel dikazach. We all know that Yankov Inu put down 12 stones to surround him when he went to sleep. The Avonim all said, Olai Aniach Tzadik Roshoi. The Avonim all became one. Moiv Rabbeisai, there were two events that happened simultaneously. One is, the Avonim said, Olai Aniach Tzadik Roshoi. And B, the Avonim said, the Avonim became one. I'll say it very simply, and then I'll explain it. The Avonim who said, Olai Aniach Tzadik Roshoi, and I want to say Yisoy that starts in our family life, and it extends to our communal life. When the Evan said, Olai Aniach Tzadik Roshoi, what does that mean that an inanimate object, a rock, says, the Tzadik should sleep on me? What's the shot that? Mesil Sesharim brings this as the example of the correct usage of Olam Haza. Yaakov Avinu is Kedusha. Kedoshenu, Kedosh Yankov. Yankovinu is the one of the others who lived in the material world. Wives, kids, business, shver, everything that comes with Olam Haza. Mogen Avram is Avram. Ata Gibor is Yitzchak, Gevura, right? Ata Kadosh, says the Rishonim, is Yankov. Yankovinu is Kedusha. Since Yankovinu is Kedusha, Kedusha means the correct channeling of all that there is for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the sanctification, the gehoibenkeit, the uplifting of Olam Haza, and channeling it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiddusha. So the Avonim, says the Mesil Sushram, said, we want to be uplifted. We want to be utilized in the right way, because the Tzaddik, he's the one who knows how to use it. Allah Yaniach Tzaddik Roshe. That's why Yaakov Avinu, in Vayishlach, next week's parasha, went back for the Pachim Ktanim, the correct usage of everything. Rabbi Yisai, when there's Kedusha, there's Achdus. It's very simple. When there's Kedusha, there's Achdus. The reason why these rocks became one is because these rocks were Heiliger rocks. They were uplifted. They understood their Tafka in the world. Everything in the world, by the way, has a Tafka. There's a Ruchanis, the Kesherish, everything. And these rocks, which said Olai Aniach Tzadik Roshoi, because they wanted to be channeled in the right way, where there's Kedusha, there's Achdus. I want to explain why. I'll explain to you why when there's Kedusha, there's Achdus. Pasuk says in Mishlei Perek Yudches, L'taiva Yevakesh Nifrod. Where there's Taiva, there's separation. Why is that? Why can't a person be a Bal Taiva and be connected? Pasuk in Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech said, L'taiva Yevakesh Nifrod. Taiva, separation, detachment. Why is that? So the answer is very simple. The answer is pshat like this. Why is Kedusha Achdus? Why is Kedusha unity? And why is Taiva the opposite? What's wrong? A guy can't be, a person being connected if you're a Baal Taiva? It's interesting. I'll tell you a side note. And this is not a broadcast, not an ad. But the amount of people who told me that as a result of Vayimoyen, their marriages dramatically changed. Now, if you know what Vayimoyen is, if you don't, find out. But most of you know what it is. The amount of people who told me that their marriages dramatically changed because of Vayimoyen, that's the aside of Kedusha equals Achdus. That's a pshat. It's a for shamaral. When it's alay, aniyach, tzadik, roshay, when there's the correct channeling of Olam Hazeh, so then there's Achdus, then they all become one. The amount of people who told me that because of Vayimoyen, their marriage is dramatically game changers. It's at the unity. It's at the echod. It's poshut. It's a story of the rocks. When there's a lion, niyach, tzadik, reisha, so then there's one. V'day l'chakima b'ramiza. But what's the pshat in that, by the way? The reality is clear. It means we don't have to go back to the stories of the rocks in Yankov Avinu, the stones. You don't have to go back there. You can experience it any day. But what's the pshat in that? Why is it that Kedusha creates Achdus? And L'taiva Yevakesh Nifrod. Why is it that way? What's the pshat in that? So the answer is a very tifa yisoid, and the pshat's like this. The Gemara says in Yuma Daf Chof Beis, that's a stira. One pasuk says, V'hoi Mispu B'nei Yisrael K'chol Hayam. Klai Yisrael is going to be like the sand. Can't count them. Yiksiva Shele Yomed V'lei Yisoper, and the other pasuk says, they're not countable b'chol, a stira. That means if the K'chol Hayam means it's a lot, but you can count it. If you have nothing to do with your time, and you finish the Yachikala, you can sit and count the K'chol Hayam. Lo Yimod V'lei Yisoper means I can't count it. It says the Gemara, Kambo Yisim Ritzoy Nishamokum, Kambo Yisman She'ein Ritzoy Rokum. I have to tell you a tifazach. I don't want to take away from anybody else's share here, but what I'm going to tell you covers your tickets. Okay? And if I'm exaggerating, you tell me afterwards. So the Gemara says, Kambo Isin Ritzoyna Shamakum, Kambo Eino Isin Ritzoyna Shamakum. So Pashup Shad is when Klai Yisrael does the Rotson of Hashem, there are so many people that you can't count them. Eino Isin Ritzoyna Shamakum is less. Hard to believe that's sounding more. It's a question of numbers. This Kol Hayom is a trillion, and then there's even more than that. Shots like this. I once heard of Pshat, which is the Pashup Shat. The Gemara says in Bava Basra Daf Yud, Astira. In one place it says Klai Yisrael is called Avodim. And sometimes they kriya Avodim. Bonim Atim Hashem Elokechem. Bizman She'atim Oisim Ritzoyna Shamokim Atim Kriyim Bonim. Bizman She'ein Atim Oisim Ritzoyna Shamokim Atim Kriyim Avodim. If you do Ritzoyna Shamokim, you call the son. Ein Oisim Ritzoyna Shamokim, you call Avodim. So I want to tell you, Emes Azach. Effective Itzel Petterberger, the Talmud of, effective of Tully Amsterdam, the Talmud of Rizal Salanter, Yoisim Ritzoyna Shamokim, you call Bonim. Ein Oisim Ritzoyna Shamokim, why Avodim? You're Russia. Avodim and Bonim is Oisim Ritzoyna Shamokim, Mamash Pashab Shat. Oisim Ritzoyna Shamokim is called Bonim. Ein Oisim Ritzoyna Shamokim is called what? It's called Avodim. Effective the Kasha, what do you mean? If it's Ein Oisim Ritzoyna Shamokim, you're not an Evid, you're a Russia, you're a bum. Said of Tully Amsterdam, Mori de Kazakh. We're talking about people as a tzaddik. There are two types of people. There are those who are oisin ritzoinoi shamakoim. Their drive is to do HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen. That's their life. That's a ben. A ben wants to do it. A ben wants to be mekayim his father's rotzen. Then there are avodim. They also do. Ain oisin ritzoinoi shamakoim. Their drive is not to do ritzoinoi shamakoim. They don't have a choice. They're avodim. They do it. What's enough community between a ben and an eved? Bonim, who want to be Mekayim, the Rotzen of Hashem, the Rotzen of the Father, they have a joint goal. They have a joint agenda. So all the Bonim have one agenda, the Tate's Rotzen. Ein Oisim Ritzoyna Shamakom, you have a group of Eved, of Adam. I'll give you an example. We'll go back to the days of slavery. You're on a cotton plantation in Mississippi in 1861. I think the Emancipation Proclamation was in 62, if I remember correctly. No? Well, was that correct? 62, no? Was it earlier? 63. Well, 63. Okay, I'm close. It wasn't 60. 60 was what started. It was 63. That's it. I think you're the only one who knows this. A guy is a slave. See, I have 100 slaves picking cotton. Zangazutn Stark. So you say they all have the same goal. None of them have the same goal. Each one has a separate reason why they're picking the cotton. He has a reason, and he has a reason, he has a reason. It happens to be, Kulam nivgishu b'pun dekecha. That's avodim. Avodim are ein oisim b'tzorah shabakum. They want to be mekayim, the rotzen of the odin, of the master, chas v'shalom. He's a slave, so he has to do it, and he's a slave, so he has to do it. There's no unity. The only meeting place is when it's bonim, and you have a joint rotzen for the Eibishta, then you have bonim, so then it's one. When it's ein oisim b'tzorah shabakum, so then there's no meeting place. It's a collection where a group of people have the same agenda. But each one has a private agenda. I'll give you a marshal. It's like a bunch of Bachrim decide to go for a wafer Shabbos to Tveria. That's not Achdos, I always tell the Bachrim. That's Pirut. Just a bunch of Negiyas collected together. They all have the same Negiyas. There's five Yechidim. Each one wants to go to Tveria. And Nivkashu Lepun Dekechot. It's like the UN. That's not Achdos. That's Avodim. An Eved all have the same agenda of Ein Oisin Ritzoyin Oishamakim. Bonim is Eisen Ritzoyin Hashemakim, so Bonim have Achdus. You can't have Achdus by Avodim. You can't have Achdus by Bonim. It's one unit. Listen to the Pshat. When Klal Yisrael is Eisen Ritzoyin Hashemakim, you can't count them. Because there's no numbers. There's Yisrael. When it's Ein Eisen Ritzoyin Hashemakim, so there's a group of individuals. So there could be a myriad of people, Kechol Hayam, but the Yechidim. The meeting place where Klal Yisrael meets up to become a Metzias of Yisrael that can't be counted, because you can't count a Tzibur, you can only count Yechidim, is Ritzoyin Hashemakim is Bonim. I want to quote you a Maral in Be'er HaGoyla. Quote, V'hine oisam shehim oivdim el Hashem Yisbarach, those who serve Hashem, yesh lam shitov v'chibur yachad v'mash yesh lahem el echod, kel echod, excuse me. What's mechaber them is they have one Hashem. Hu hasiba harishayna. He quotes Rashi. Rashi writes, it's a davar nifla. Rashi says, why does it say nefoshos by Esav and nefesh by Yankiv? Because sheish nefoshos hoyo loiv, akosav koryo nafshos besoy, loshen rabba fisho hoyo oivdim leloihos harbe. Yankiv shivim nefesh hoyo loi, fisho hoyo oivdim lekel echod. What makes nefoshos into nefesh is one thing, is kel echot. Bonim, oisim ritzayin hashamakim. So the place that unites us, is the bonim, is the oisim ritzayin hashamakim, then you're a ben, and then you have one agenda. That's the only place that unites us. V'yosu kulam aguda achas lasois ritzayincha, but there's a diuk. Say something that sounds controversial. I don't mean it. V'ye osu. You ever medayek it? Doesn't say v'yasu. You don't say v'yasu. V'ye osu. I would say you can't create unity. No such thing. It can only be by itself. If you have the same agenda, then a mela, it's v'ye osu. And if it's not, there's no v'yasu. Nobody ever created unity. You can't create. But we're going to make achdos. Make a kumzit. It doesn't work that way. If it's, why? Because if it's lasis ritzoincha, if the agenda is ritzoina yis borach, so it's ve'yosu. It's like me'ila ve'yosu. And if it's not, every trick in the book that you'll do, ve'yosu, won't help. It's ve'yosu. It has to come by itself, because the achdos of aguda echos only comes as a result of lasis ritzoincha b'leiv of sholim, with a full heart. It means you don't have your own agenda. If it's lasis ritzoincha, if it's ritzoina yishamakam, want to be mekayim, the rotzen of the Eibishter, so then I'm a bonim, and then memela together. I'll give you an example. A normal family, right? They need to make achdos get-togethers. Yeah, if they're not getting along, so they make these artificial things, and we come together, and then somebody says something. It's not. We've all been there, done that, some of us. If you have bonim of a father, they get together. We come together, because we have the same agenda. We're part of the same tata. We have one of echod. So in a matzav of nefesh, not nefoshes, with kel echod, you don't need to go create achdus. You don't need to do artificial things to create the connection. It's there. It's ve'yosu kol malchus. That's the meeting point where Yidden meet up with each other, and that's the only place. Meil, I want to explain this maral. Why is it that when there's kedusha, there's achdus? When the Evan says Allah yaniach tzadik roishoy, then the rocks become one. And taivo yivakish nifrod. It's very simple. It's very simple. It's not because you say some guys about taivo. A person kedusha means the practical implication of kedusha means that I'm not busy taking. There's a world out there. There are two approaches to the world. There is taking, and the other thing is giving or using. Using is a form of giving, taking and using it. Have assets. If I'm taking, that means I have a private agenda. You have a private agenda, it's Ein Oseh Ritzono Shel Makom. There's no meeting point. There's no Aguda Achas, because the only place that there could be an Aguda Achas is Lasis Ritzoncho B'Lev Shalim. That's all. Now, if it's letaiva, letaiva is a personal zach. Nobody ever yet had a taiva for somebody else. That's not taiva. So taiva means that I am interested in taking for myself. That's my agenda. You want for yourself? So you'll be nifrod. Because you can't find a meeting point. I want them to understand the cliche understanding of letaiva yavakesh nifrod is because you're selfish. You're about taiva, so you're not considerate of somebody else. That's not the pshat. That's the shitchiest of pshat. That's the chitzoniest of pshat. The real pshat is that letaiva means that we're never going to have a place to meet. Because my taiva and your taiva, we might be able to hitch a ride with each other and say we're going to the same place together, so let's go together. That's not achdus. That's two agendas meeting up. Like, why go in two cars when we can go in one? Letaiva, when my life is defined by taiva, which is the taking, which is about me. So it's not the word because I'm not considerate. I know people who are balei taiva are considerate. You know that? I met a few considerate people who are balei taiva, and a few balei taiva who are considerate. Sometimes it happens. Dice rolls, and you can have both in one shot. But they never have achdus. They never become one with their wives. They never become one with their brothers and sisters. They never become one with their children. They never become one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, because real Aguda Echaz has to be that we're all going for that same agenda, and there's only one agenda that can unite us. That's Lasas Ritzonik B'Lev Shalom. That's Nefesh, not Nefesh. That's Oisin Ritzonoy Shamakim. That's Bonim. That's the only place you can meet. So Taiva is going to be Nifrod by nature, because it's pushing a different agenda. And Kedusha means that I don't have my Egan agenda. My agenda is Oisar Ritzoinoi. What's Kedusha mean? We think of Kedusha as a guy who walks around, he didn't eat ever, he's starving, he's dying. Kedusha means the correct usage of things. What is the correct usage of things? What is the correct usage? I'm using it for the right thing, not for myself. The minute that you're channeling Olam Hazeh for the right purposes, Allah Yaniach Tzadik Roishoi, so that we can have Achdus, that we can become one. Kedusha equals Achdus. I have to tell you something my Chosin Rebbe told me when I was a chassan. Tommy Murray, the Gazach, my chassan Rebbe, was Rebbe Yitzchak Berkowitz, Shlita. And it was funny, how could he be a chassan Rebbe? Man doesn't have any time to. So then he had a drop of time. I'm an old man already, I'm married a long time. And he was my chassan Rebbe. And he sat on his Rebbe Shlita, arranged it for me, had a little protexia there. Also, we both went to the same high school in Bar Park, Kamenetz. He was in your class? Yitzchak Berkowitz wasn't in your class in Kamenetz? You're older than him, I think. What? Yeah, you're younger. And he told me a Murray the Gazach. Yeah, I'm going to tell you a Zach, which is worth the whole trip, because it rings in my ears for so many years already. He told me, you know, you're a chassan, you're getting married. So now we're going to talk about Kedusha, right? Favorite topic of a young yeshiva boy getting married. So he says, what's Kedusha? Kedusha, he says, it took me years to understand it. Then I was stupid. Now also, but very stupid then. Yeah? Very stupid. You know, he told me a zach, which Oh, afterwards I understood it, and I understood it by myself, I understood it by other people. He told me Kedusha means, in marriage, in all areas of marriage, Kedusha means, listen, are you listening? Think of the other party also. Yeah, that line? That's Kedusha. Now, you think yourself, it took me years to understand it. I was dumb, stupid. Think of the other party? That's from the other part of the Hadracha of marriage. Be considerate, shalom bayis, don't throw dishes, etc. Right? We spoke about it the other time, a few years ago. K'medubar ayin sham. I hope it's still holding up by you. What's that to do with thinking about the other party? I don't know. Because in the wedge, when we think about the other party also, I mean, if I said, didn't say think about the other party because he knew who he was dealing with. So he said also. When you have to know your client. So he knew that I was wrapped up myself. So he said also. Think about the other party also. In that also, that wedge, that's where the Eibishter steps in. When you're not wrapped up, that's Kedusha. Now you have to do Kedusha, think about the other party. Kedusha means fasting, walking down the street with a hood over your head like you see in the neighborhood here. V'chahena, v'chahena, soon it'll be by the men. The what is it? What have to do with Kedusha? Yeah? Why does Kedusha, basically, understand what the Rebbe said to me? Because Kedusha brings Achdus. Because Kedusha means that it's not about me. There's a higher agenda. There's a higher purpose. That's what Kedusha means. When there's a higher purpose, there's a higher agenda, then you can get together. I think that charity starts at home. You know, everyone's busy talking about connecting and achdus and biyachad. I think charity starts at home. I think everybody should upgrade their marriages dramatically. Dramatically. Start with there. That's the building block of Klal Yisrael. I know Adonai is very disappointed. Again, Elephant comes back with Shalom Bayis. They promised us a drasha about Eis Tzara Liyankiv. And either you thought that maybe I'm going to go tell you what caused the slaughter. Sorry, I don't know. I'm not one of those guys that can tell you exactly what caused cancer, Holocaust, and slaughter in Gaza. There are people who know. I'm just not one of those guys. Maybe you thought I'm going to tell you, Avoisai, do this, do that. I'm telling you, Achdus comes from Kedusha. Yeah? Achdus comes from Kedusha. And Kedusha means that I'm not wrapped up in myself. I have a higher purpose. Everything I have, my financial assets, my emotional assets, my life, my time, is dedicated not to me, not to Taivo Yavakesh Nifrod. And when there's a higher purpose, when you think about the other party also, the minute you reduce you, then there's where to meet. It's not about Bidal Nachaveroi. It's about we then can find a joint agenda when you think about the other party, and then we could unite. That's Kedusha brings Achdus. That's how the Avonim became one. If that's true, so then this Marsha is a two-directional Marsha, it's a two-way street. Mitzad Echod, our ability to become Mika Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echod Ba'aretz, is only because Ata Echod. The Rebbe Shalom is one, and as much as we attach ourselves to Him, we can be Zeicha to Goy Echod. That's the only way, by the way. We also Kulam Aguda Echos Lasas Ritzoncha. So I want to answer the question. If the only way we can become Goy Echod Ba'aretz is by attaching ourselves to Ata Echod, so how do we attach ourselves? By Oisin Ritzoyna Shomakim. By Oisin Ritzoyna Shamakum, we meet up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We meet at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ata Echod, V'Shimcha Echod. And what do we have Shaykhis to that Echod? We are busy with our own agendas, with the Tavi Bakash Nifrod. No. When we dedicate our lives to Oisin Ritzoyna Shamakum, and we start to think not just about ourselves, which is the pnimius of what Kedusha is about, so then we can be Mikam Chayso Goy Echod Baretz. But it also works the other way around. Maral says, in Droshes al Shabbos HaGadol, it's a two-way street. And when Klal Yisrael is Echod, Shehem Me'idim al Hashem Yisborach, Shehu Echod. K'moy Shenemar, Mika Amcha Yisrael, Goy Echod Boretz. Yeah, my son, it's a two-way street. Our ability to be Echod is only a fazoi vayt that when is dapik in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oisin ritzayin ha-shamakrim. V'yosa kula maguda echos lasu z'chavad. There's no other way. Otherwise, the art school Siddur Rosh Hashanah would have given another way of becoming aguda echos. There's other ways to become a Guru Echas. You also become a Guru Echas, I don't know. All types of ideas floating out there. No, steht nicht as a in the article Machzor. The also call him a Guru Echas, Lasso is Ritzoin Cha Belev El Shalim. That's the only way we can become a Guru Echas. I'll tell you that the Rosh Hashanah Machzor knows what's going on. That's the day of truth. That's the only way to get. If we meet up at Ritzoicha and we step out of our selfishness, our egocentricity, if we stop thinking about ourselves, we think about the other party and about the Eibishter also, so then we can have an agenda that becomes one agenda, Aguda Echos. Then we're Bonim Lamakoim. With everything that comes with it, by the way. With everything that comes with all the bracha that comes with Bonim Lamakoim. So it's a two-way street. Ata Echod is what gives us the ability to be Umik Amchis or Goyachod Baretz. But when we are Goyachod Baretz, that's Migal Kvoida Yisborach in the world of Achdusa Yisborach. It's made that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echod because the Goyim and the Bria knows that there's no other way that we can be Goyachod Baretz. There's no other way of Goyachod Baretz. It's when there's Goyachod Baretz, it's a Gilu Ata Echod. This is a huge nafkamina. I want to share with you a shocking maral. Shocking. I tell you, it was shocking to me. The Gemara says in Ksuvas, Daf Samaches, the maral, a shocking maral, which is mamash a game changer in our lives. Gemara says, Kol hamalim min hatztoka, somebody who ignores giving tztoka, ki ilu oivet avodizora. You hear my scenario? Why? He didn't give tztoka. Why is that called oivet avodizora? So Gemara brings a pasuk. Two psukim. One pasuk says, Hishom alucha pein yedovim levavcha bli'al. Disgusting. Roy nechaba chicha evyon. You don't want to give tztaka. And it says, bli'al in devarim, yotzu anoshim b'nei bli'al avodizora. Okay, so the Gemara learns it out. Subas das amaches. But why are they both the same? Have to read the Maral inside. Me'achar shehu achicha. Oy, 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 oy. Listen to this life-changing Maral. He's your brother. Eich efshar sholei terachim olav. Maral's in the Siv HaTztoka. Perek Beis. How can you not be merachim? He's your brother. Achicha evyon. Your brother. The Torah says brother. Imagine your brother is in dire circumstances. Sha'adam erachim al sharoachim. If it's your brother, you have rachmanis, no? The imalim einov, and if you're malim, if you don't give tztaka to him, then obviously it ain't achiv. Harehu poirish mi yisrael sheheim am echod. It's your brother, no? Aren't you bonim to the same makim? Aren't you oiser ritzainoi? Aren't you bonim la makim? So you're brothers. If you're born into the same father, then you must be brothers. You don't ignore your brother. Ah, you're not brothers? So there's no Am Echod? U'bishvil she'yisrael heim Am Echod yesh lem kel Echod. Ata Echod, v'shimcha Echod, u'mika Amcha Yisrael goy Echod baretz. Lefichach imalim einov min hatztoko ve'einoy merachem ha'yisrael haru yeitze, you're going out of Am Echod. You're unraveling Klal Yisrael. It's not Ochicha anymore. So if you unravel the achdos of the Eibishter in the world, that's Avodah Zarah. Yeah, Mason, no. What's Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah means that it's not just a Kosh Baruch, it's not Ata Echod, it's him and him and him and him and him. So if you're not treating another Jew as Achicha, you hear what I say? So then what? You're obviously not the same father. You're not Bonim. You're not Bonim. It's Kleis. It's not Kleis. There's no klaizel. It's over. It's over. It's finished. There's no klaizel. There's no klaizel. There's no goy echod ba'aret. Then there's no ata echod. That's a vodazor. Because if klaizel is not a chicha, it's not bonim, and there's no am echod anymore, so then that's a reflection that achdusa yisborach in the world is unraveled. Kolamalam ein of minat stoko, kilo evit a vodazor. I've been thinking a lot the last few weeks. You know, there are a million ladies here in this country, a million, probably more, who have children, grandchildren, husbands, nephews, nieces, fathers, literally b'sakona safoshes, immediate mamash this second. My mother-in-law went to B'Menachem Oval, somebody last week who lost a grandchild in Aza. The lady has 15 kids and grandchildren in hand-to-hand fighting. Now, It's around a million mothers. One lady my wife worked with, her husband's in the north, her son's in the south, her grandson's over here. Nobody's sleeping here in the country. This has nothing to do with politics. It has nothing to do with the Medina. It has nothing to do with anything. Achicha. If your brother, let's say you had a brother who was in the army, he wasn't such an ay-ay-ay guy, he got to the army, okay? And he ended up, don't get nervous about elements, okay? Everything's fine. Everything's good. You didn't want him to go to the army. I'm not here talking about the army. I want to make it clear. I take that back. I'm not talking about ay-ay-ay, not ay-ay-ay. That's not the issue. You, but he's your brother, right? So you would sleep at night? So you say, yes, yeah, my brother. This is a lady. I don't know where she's from Haifa. What's that with me? No. It says, achicha. It says that it's a chicha, no? It's malim eim in atzdaka. So if we had a brother who was right now fighting in Gaza, hand-to-hand fighting, no matter who he was, okay, I'll say it that way, no matter who he was, you wouldn't sleep at night, right? No, seriously. I know people who have kids in Gaza. They're not sleeping at night, okay? So it's malim eim. That means you have a guy who's a brother. I say, Klai Yisrael is not your brother. Okay, so then there's no Klai Yisrael. There's no Am Echo. There's no Mikam Chigod. No Ata Echo. So we can skip Mincha Shabbos. Musaf, yeah, Musaf, the Kanta Shabbos, Korban, Kiddush afterwards. Mincha is out. Kol Malam Ayin Minat Stoka, I raise a Kavir of Erezor. Why? Because of Chicha. So, but here's the problem. Fekta Chakasha, so why don't we feel that way? That's the question. Why don't we feel that way? Because we're not enough focused on Ritzoyno Shamokim. Because we don't think about the other. I'm not talking about Ben Adam. The chiddush that I came to say today, Rabbi Isai, is that it's not about Ben Adam Lachaveri. Everybody's telling us that you have to have achdus and you have to fix your midos tovos. Right? I have nothing to do with that. It's not about midos, Rabbi Isai. It's about Ben Adam Lamokr. Is it nefesh? You can't play make-believe that the guy is my brother and it doesn't make a difference if you sing a fast song or a slow song. It's not going to make him your brother. Is going to be your brother if you're both sons of the same father, then he'll be your brother. That's bonim lamakim. And for that, you have to have oisin ritzoino ishamakim. So we're weak in the achicha because we're weak in the ata echod. And if we have a hisoirus now, we have a hisoirus now. We have a hisoirus now to up our game on the achicha. Okay? We have a hisoirus now to up our game on the achicha. We have a hisoirus, all of us, everyone. If you don't have a hisoirus, something's wrong. We have a hisoirus to up our game. Okay, we're searching for it. We're trying to find all types of ways to not be malam ayin, to feel the achicha. But you can't feel achicha if it's not bonim. You can't be achicha without bonim. You can't be your brother and you have different fathers. It doesn't work that way. And somebody was adopted. Somebody came from what it called. No, it doesn't work that way. Achicha has to be bonim. And the only way you can get to aguda echos to get the bonim, is ata echod v'shimcha echod. If you can shtol tzu to ata echod v'shimcha echod, then you can get to mika amcho yisrael goy echod, then you can get to achicha. So again, it's a two-way street. If we'll feel it's achicha, then there'll be a gilui on ata echod. And if we'll be mechaber to ata echod, then there'll be goy echabaret. We have a lot of work to do. Because there's a million ladies not sleeping. And we don't want to be chas v'sholem malam ayin min atztaka. We don't want to be malam from the achicha. Because the Maral is teaching us that's the unraveling of Klal Yisrael. So that's the pshat. Moiv Rabbi Yisai, Bishu Yisrael Shenikra Rashis. The world was created for Klal Yisrael. Why? Why? Because Klal Yisrael is the gilui of Achduso Yisbaruch in the world. Because Klal Yisrael is the only one who meets V'yosek Kulam Agud Echas Lasas V'tzoyin Chubal Eva Shalim. And that's the gilui of Ata Echod Hashimcha Echod. That's what we're here for. And when we're able to meet up at this exclusive Nekuda of stepping out of the Taiva Yavakesh Nifrod, to the Yisoid of Kedusha, to the Yisoid of Oysim Ritzoyin HaShamakoyim, when this Kedusha, and we step out of our little egocentric world to dedicate ourselves to Nefesh, not to Nafshay's Beisoy. And like I said, it starts at home. It starts at home. First start with the Achich at home. I want to end off with a Meir, the Gazach. My father-in-law, Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva of Chevron Yeshiva, told me Gazach from his grandfather, Chaskol Sarna. I said, I'm worried, the Kazakh. The Gemara says in the Kedush in the beginning of the second parak that a person's chayav to see is the perspective Kala, right? Why? Because you're not going to see her. Maybe Shema Yizgana, right? The famous Gemara. Va'toira omra v'hafter echa kamoicha. Yeah? It's like a dramatic Gemara. Ahavta l'recha kamoicha, the Torah said, and therefore, I suppose, Brown, you have to see the rabbi. It's going to be Yizgan Abayla. You know what type of ponim it's going to have afterwards? They're going to have it in my dining room. Yeah? So check the looks beforehand. What's the answer to Torah Omer? My wife Zayda, Reb Chatzkel Sarna, said, I'm moyer de gazach. He said, Ahavta l'recha kamoicha is very, very hard to keep. Kamoicha, in Gansin, is batlus. But there's one place you can really be mekayim v'havta l'recha kamoicha, that's at home. So at least make sure you do it right there. If you won't check before in Shema Yizgana, and you'll miss your opportunity for Hafta Recha Kamoicha, that's where you could do the Hafta Recha Kamoicha. You could do it right there, because Kamoicha is the Kagufoy. At least in one place, be Mekayim for Hafta Recha Kamoicha, about like Rabbi Berkowitz Lita said, think about the other party also. Then there'll be Achdus, and then there'll be Kedusha, and from there we can springboard to Yisrael, V'Araisa, V'Kutcher, Brichu, Chadru.